Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichukwu today.
Nothing can take us from you. You are the Most High God. Lift your voice, the Most High God. You are the Most High God. No one can take that from you.
And the Lord of Lords, wave those hands everywhere. Oh, Kayada Bara de Gazavada Balada Baba Bo Shatalaba. We worship you. You are the good God. You reign forever and you reign supreme. The Lord of Lords, we worship you. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can you hook up your hand with that neighbor by your side? Just join your hands with that person by your side. In the name of Jesus. Kala debo shata balagada. Marigo vade yadaba. That no man will leave you the same. That no one will leave you the same. That every man under the sound of my voice will encounter your glory. In the name of Jesus. I declare that in seeing we see, in hearing we hear, and our hearts gain understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. Church, can we give him all the praise? Give him a loud praise. Give him a loud praise. Give him a loud praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Before you take your seat, locate someone by your side. Make sure there's no stranger sitting beside you. Make sure there's no stranger sitting beside you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to welcome us again to the afternoon section. Hallelujah. Someone say, God is here. Shout it as loud as you can. God is here. Hallelujah. And this afternoon section, I'm going to be handling the power of vision bearers and vision ambassadors in kingdom advancement. The power. So you can write it down. The power of vision bearers and vision ambassadors in kingdom advancement. The power of vision bearers and vision ambassadors in kingdom advancement. And I can't start without thanking God for this privilege to stand before us, and also the privilege I have from my Father to stand before everyone and to share this with us. And it is my prayer that the same grace upon Pastor David is functioning upon me and ministering blessing to everyone who is hearing us this morning in the name of Jesus. Someone shout a big amen. Now we're going to start by reading three places in the Bible. Genesis 1:28, Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, and then Matthew 28 verses 18 to 20. Genesis 1 verse 28. Deuteronomy 1 verse 10 and 11, and then Matthew 28 verse 18 to 20. And make sure, please, if you have your notepads, your writing materials, you're writing this down, and it will help you. So you go back and you have materials, you have things you use. Thank God for what God did in the morning. The first session, the morning session, it is important. You have your notes, you have them, and you can go back. Yes, you pay attention to this. The Bible says, give thyself wholly to them, said that thy progress will be evident, will appear to all. Hallelujah. Someone shout a big amen. So let's read that place. We're going to read Genesis 1:28 together. Everybody want to go? Then God blessed them. Aha. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Continue. Have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So God spoke, the Bible says, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and then subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over everything that moves on the earth. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 1, we'll read 10 and 11. I'm going to read verse 10, and everybody here will join me and read as loud as you can. Verse 11, look at it. The Lord your God has multiplied you, and here you are today like the stars of heaven in multitudes. The Lord your God has multiplied you, and here you are today like the stars of heaven in multitude. The Lord your God has multiplied you, and here you are today like the stars of heaven in multitude. Everybody read with me verse 11. 1, 2, go. May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are and bless you. Now I want us to see what God is saying there. In verse 10 it says, the Lord God has multiplied. Lord your God has multiplied, you said, and here you are today. So right now you are like the stars of heaven. He now said, a multitude. Now, from that point, he now made a prayer. So, they are already like the stars of heaven, a multitude. So, verse 11 now made, he said something that was like a prayer, or that is a prayer. He said, and may the Lord God of your father make you 1,000x, 1,000 times more numerous, he now added, than you are, which means than you are. make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are and bless you as he has promised you. So let's read it one more time. Everybody, want to go? May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are and bless you as he has promised you. We're going to read Matthew 28 and look at verse 18 to 20. Don't forget the topic, the power of vision bearers and vision ambassadors in kingdom advancement. It is important. So you bear that in mind as we read these places. Verse 18 to 20 of Matthew 28. Everybody read now. One, two, go. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. The next verse. Everybody, one, two, go. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So all authority has been given unto me. You now go therefore and then make disciples of all the nations. Make disciples. He now says baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Everybody, the next verse, louder, one, two, go. To observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end. Someone shout a big amen. Say, my heart is open in the name of Jesus. Say, as I behold the word of God, say, I am being changed. I am being transformed from glory to glory. Someone shout a big amen. You know, some time ago, Pastor taught a message, the rise of the silent majority. The rise of the silent majority. And that message has never left me. Because of what happened in the life of one man, Elijah. And maybe we can read it. 1 Kings chapter 19. Can you put it up for us? 1 Kings 19. The rise of the silent majority. Now remember the topic again. The power of vision bearers and vision ambassadors in kingdom advancement. So look at it, everybody. It's a beautiful story. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. Also how he had executed all the prophets with a sword. Look at the next verse. Continue, please. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Continue, please. Third verse. And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life. Now, this was Elijah, the almighty Elijah that called down fire and lots of people died. Now, look at what happened. The Bible said he arose and ran for his life. The next verse. And went to Beersheba, which belong. No. Go back. And went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servants there. The next verse, continue. Verse 4. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die, and said, it is enough now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my fathers. Everybody, the next verse. Can we all read it together? The next verse. Want to go? Then, under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. Continue. The next verse. All of us want to go. Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. We're still reading. The next verse. Everybody want to go. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. Now, we're still laying a foundation. Look at the next verse. So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. Next verse. Continue. We're going somewhere. And there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, what are you doing here? Elijah Look at the next verse, church. So he said, I have been very zealous. So now that the story starts here, and I want every one of us to pay attention. Now, if you don't have that message, you can get it. The Rise of the Silent Majority. Beautiful message. Yeah. So he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenants, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with a sword. Everybody, last line there. Want to go? I alone am left, and they seek to take my... So in his mind, I'm the last person, the last man standing. In his mind, I am the only person standing. In his mind, there's no other person like me. And even this last person carrying this DNA, even this last person carrying this message, they're about to take my life. Now, that was his response to God. So everybody just follow. Look at the next verse. See the next verse. Then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountain and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. The next verse, everybody read on. Want to go? And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, what? A still small voice. We're going somewhere. Continue. The next verse. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And suddenly a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? That same voice spoke up again. And let's see the answer he gave in the second time. Everybody, read on the next verse. Can we read it together? I want to go. And he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with a sword. And I alone am left, and they seek to take my life. Is that different from the first answer he gave? The same answer. Let's continue. The next verse. Then the Lord said to him. Now remember, at this point, he was thinking he was alone. At this point, this man was actually thinking, oh, there's nobody, no other prophet, no one existing again. Then the Lord said to him, he says, go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, God says, anoint Hazael as king over Syria. We're going somewhere. I'm still laying a foundation. And I'm trying to imagine this man, this prophet. When God said, anoint Hazael as king over Syria, he was shocked. I thought I'm alone here. And then it didn't stop there. Continue, everybody. Look at the next verse. And the Bible says, continue the next verse. Also, you shall anoint Jehu. He mentioned Jehu again. I thought I was alone here. And then God first said, anoint Hazael. The next one, he said, anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Mehola, you shall anoint as prophet in your place. And this guy was thinking, wow, I've been alone. And I was thinking they are seeking me to kill me so that the last person standing will be destroyed. And look at the next verse. Everybody, can we read it out as loud as we can? It shall be, Jehu will kill, whoever escaped the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill. The next verse, read on, everyone, louder. Want to go? Yet I have reserved seven. Wait, how many? No. I can't hear you. How many? 7,000. He said, yet I have reserved seven. I'm so sure this guy, hearing this, he may want to faint. Now, he was thinking he was alone. He was thinking, I'm the only person remaining. So God first started by saying, anoint this person. Anoint number two. Anoint number three. He was thinking, okay, wow. Oh, thank God. We just have three more people. So three plus myself. How many now? Four. So he was thinking, we're just now four. But God now shocked him. Said, there's yet how many? 7,000 in Israel. All. Now, but you know the shocking thing here? The Bible now says, all whose knees have not bowed to bow. And every mouth that has not kissed him. And pastor, minister this message to us. 7,000. Their knees have not bowed to bow. But where have they been? So it is so shocking that these people, trained, men raised, men who have the capacity, who have what it takes to do this work, but then they were silent. They were silent to the point where somebody was now thinking, I'm alone. I'm the only person remaining. I'm alone. No other person here. So it's not enough that your knees don't bow to bow. It's not enough that your mouth will not kiss him. No. Some people, I'm a believer. I'm a lost son. I'm a lost son, yes. I go to church on Wednesdays. I go to church on Sundays. I'm okay. I can pray in the morning. I do my devotions. I do everything. What else? I read my Bible. I'm a faithful believer. These were faithful men. In quote, faithful. Because their knees have not bowed to bow. I mean, these guys were so faithful. They will see bow. And no matter the pressure, they will not bow. These guys at work, people will tell them, why not do it this way? Why not adjust those figures? These guys will not do that. But they were silent with their faith. These men were silent. Where were they? Where were they? That the ones who are now doing, the front runners, started getting tired and weary. Where were they? And then the ones who were now doing, the few ones doing it, were now feeling tired. So Pastor taught that message, the rise of the silent majority. 7,000 of these guys, the rise of the silent majority. And that's where this message is going to be coming from this morning. To every one of us, to arise as vision ambassadors, as vision bearers. That the same way God called Pastor David, that the same way called you. That the same way called me. The same way called him. That the same way called every one of us. That you won't just come and then you sit down and you attend service. That you won't just come and then you act, oh wow, I'm a believer. Is that not enough? No, it's not enough. No, it's not enough. To just answer, I am a believer. An ambassador represents a nation somewhere else. Before other people. We are vision ambassadors. You move from wherever you are and you're relocating to another place. What do you do? You're leaving the country. What do you do? I have a team of, you know, some people that left the country, and I sat them down and I told them, I said, when you get there, some of them to UK, some of them to Sweden, different parts of, I told them, as you're going there, you see that job that you think is taking you there, you see that school that you think is taking you there, that is what God used to take you there. But that's not the main thing. The main thing is that you are a vision bearer. You are a vision ambassador. You find yourself there, immediately you begin the work. You can start as a cell leader. You can start by going out. You're not going, because the system of the world will get you so busy, will get you so occupied with different things that it's as though you don't have time at all to do anything for God. But someone, I want to say, that is not me. We're going to arise as vision bearers. Some go to places and say, no, I would rather prefer to stream service. No. Know when church is in that place. And some of us that are watching online, if you're watching online and you're hearing this message, no, you are a vision ambassador, a vision bearer, that anywhere you're sent, anywhere you're planted, that you carry this same gospel and you begin, you know, when Pastor sent me to Ifite and I came, so starting Ifite Church, God gave us a strategy, we call it yeast effect. yeast. We put yeast in, you get your carbohydrate extracts, mash them, and then you add yeast to it. So two things will happen. The yeast eats up the starch. Are you seeing it now? And producing alcohol. And then in the same way, starts changing its environment by reproducing itself. So the yeast does not stay like that. So we just came and then we started. I'm telling you, I've shared this testimony with some of us. I mean, I just got down from, was it Miracle Junction? And when I came down that day, I was like, I didn't know. In fact, I didn't know if it was that much. The only thing I knew was that we come to this place. Here used to be a warehouse where we were writing exam. This building used to be Unisix, one of the points of examining, taking exams. So we just come here, we just come down, bush everywhere, including inside this compound. You see, but they will just clear so that we can walk in and come in. So that was the only thing I knew about coming to write the exams. I mean, about if it is. And then I came down. But that day, I didn't stop at this junction. I kept on going. I got to Miracle Junction. And when I got down from, I just saw, not as if I wanted to come down at Miracle Junction. I just felt like others are saying, Miracle Junction, I now joined them. Just to go, oh yeah, wow, come. I came down. And standing, knowing nowhere, nobody. The only thing I had was that Pastor said, go. Pastor David just told me, go. And I just left, carried my Bible. And then when I came down, the Holy Ghost just led me to a man. And I just approached the man and I told him, I said, my name is Chima. And he introduced himself. And I said, God wants to use your house. The same day, I said, God wants to use your house. He said, wow, let God use my house. And I went straight with him, entered his room. And that day, we started service. That same day, we started holding meetings. Then I announced there, the next meeting will be so-so time, so-so day. And we started telling people around there. Then the next time we were four. The next time again we were six. The next time again we were eight. And we became bigger than the guy's room. And the guy stood up and said, ah, sir, I was not a pastor. So don't think this thing happened when I wasn't a pastor. I was just a brother in the church. Born in with this vision. Because I can remember how Pastor would tell us, ours is a God-given vision. And ours is what? A worldwide vision. I can remember how Pastor would sit all of us down. And then people would be taking different continents. Different nations. This one will say, I'm taking Jamaica. I'm taking this place. I'm taking that place. I'm taking Europe. We would take the map of the world and we're plotting it. Okay, this one is your own. This one is your own. That was the way we were doing it. That started if it's a church. That started if it's a church. I can remember, I'm telling you, sometimes you think you're wasting time, you're not wasting time. You are not. Raise your right hand, everyone. Say, I am a vision bearer. Say, I am a vision ambassador. Everywhere you see yourself, just like that yeast. So the yeast enters into that environment, that fermenter, and then start eating up the starch and producing alcohol. Because I studied microbiology and brewing, so I studied how to brew beer. Imagine that was what I studied in school. Now I studied that, and the yeast will eat up the sugar or the carbohydrates and start producing alcohol, meaning that it's changing its environment. No, as a vision bearer, you enter that office, you start changing that place. You enter that place to start changing that environment. So, the next thing that happened is that the yeast start reproducing itself. So, guess what? The work gets easier for the yeast. So, do you know, in fermentation, when you start, let's say you bring 5,000 yeast cells. By the time you're doing with fermentation, you can get more than 100,000 yeast cells. So, the work gets easier because the yeast itself, as it maybe in this whole place, it took these 5,000 cells to eat this thing up. within 2 days. But then it's as though they will start to reproduce. Reproduce. We will walk less. We will walk less. It will get easier because we will reproduce ourselves. And by the time it is 100,000 yeast cells, it is easier for them to convert that environment. Vision bearer, vision ambassador. Some of you are here, you're hearing me. Maybe you have a plan to travel out, to relocate. Some of you, you're going for youth service. No, do you know that is a strategy the Holy Ghost uses as you go for youth service? Wow! What other strategy are you looking for? As you're entering there, you're carrying that thing inside of you. When you go there, release it. You start gathering people there. You start gathering people. We start, okay, we're going to be streaming services on social day like this. Everybody, at this day of the week, we're going to all gather and stream our service. And before you know it, the number is increasing. The number is increasing. And before you know it, we need a pastor over there. Someone say big amen. The rise of the silent majority. No, you're not the one that gives excuses. You're not the one that says, oh, church is too far. No, no, you're not that person that will say, church is too far. Let me just stream. No, not when church is around there. There are people that stay 2 hours to where church is and then you go. I mean, not just that you spend the time, you spend money and then you're going to church because you know there's something, you represent something. You don't give excuses. There are people when I hear their testimony, where's Pastor Blessing? Wow. Where's Pastor Mavis? I mean, blessings that God gave to all of us. Where's Miss Kess? Where are you? Mrs. Kess. I mean, this way, man. I can remember the day Pastor Blessing gave her life to Jesus. I'm telling you, I can remember the day Pastor Mavis received the baptism. Can you remember when you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? I'm telling you, blessing for. Now, the point was, if I said, Pastor, sir, I'm busy. Imagine if I told Pastor that, Pastor, I'm so sorry. There's an assignment I have. I need to do it somewhere else. And you know one thing, can you remember Mr. Ifeanyi? If you can remember a man, Ifeanyi, if I call his surname, you will remember. But funny enough, a year ago, I lost his contact. This was many then when we were in the Fete Church. And when I was praying today, the Holy Ghost reminded me of this particular story, this person, and I was following him up. Do you know some kind of person that you see and then they want to weary somebody? You follow up and pray and follow up until I said, okay, maybe this one I should have literally, as in I released him. I'd have to let him go. So he will come to church once in a while. He will come to church maybe once in 6 months. He will come to church and you're wondering. Sometimes I will go to his house, following him up, walking, doing different things. And after a while, I was transferred out of Ifite. So in my mind, I lost the contact. That maybe this one is not supposed to be someone one should walk on. But you know the thing, the deposits of the gospel. See, when the word of God is dropped in someone, don't worry. You see that word? It's like a seed. It will grow. That person I'm talking about, I just saw him on Facebook a year and 6 months ago or so. And I chatted him up. And the guy immediately saw, he reached me back. He reached me back. He said, Pastor, I've been looking for you. Pastor, I've been looking for you. Guess what he said? He said, Pastor, that seed germinated. He became a pastor. He's a pastor today. I'm telling you. He's a pastor today. I'm telling you. I mean, from nowhere, he just said, Pastor, that seed germinated. He just said so. He said, Pastor, you know that seed? Germinated. He said, Pastor, I'm now a pastor leading many people to Christ. We are not wasting time. We are not wasting time. Sit down, God bless you. Can we give them a good God bless you? And see today, Pastor, blessing. The then blessing is now a pastor. Doing mighty things for God. Someone say vision bearers. Say vision ambassadors. I mean, from where you are, it can be to start a cell. You can use your office. You can use your house. I mean, just begin doing that thing. And you know the thing? Some of us are thinking that, oh, this thing that, can you give us Matthew chapter 24? Matthew 24. Church, watch this. Matthew 24. From verse 3. Look at it. Everybody watch. From verse 3. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us. When, okay, before here, Jesus said, there's no, can you see this temple? He said, no stone will be left on another that won't be thrown down. So the disciples now came to him to ask him and said that, Master, when will this, look at it. He said, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming? The sign of your coming and of the end of the age. It's what the disciples asking Jesus all this. They were asking him that, sir, you said that this temple will be destroyed and then no stone will be left on another that won't be thrown down. And I said, ah, sir, come and explain. When will it be? Then Jesus started telling them. He said, there are things you will notice that when you see those things, it's not the time. He started telling them, when you see earthquakes, it's not the time. When you see famine, pestilence, it's not the time. You hear of wars and rumors of wars, it's not the time. When you see false prophets arising and deceiving lots of people, it's not the time. Lawlessness will abound, it's not the time. He now gave them how they will know when the time of the end will be. He now said one thing. See verse 14. Everybody read verse 14. Want to go? And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then, can we read it, everybody? Want to go? And, aha. So what marks the end? Talk to me. Talk to me. How do you know when it is the time, the end of everything? When what? So is it through earthquakes and famines and wars and rumors of wars? No. It's when the gospel is preached. When we take this gospel and move out and go to every place where you are sent. He said, it is until then the end will come. I'm so grateful to God. I'm a yielded vessel. I'm so grateful to God. I met Pastor David. I'm so grateful to God. That faithful day, Pastor met me. I've been hearing of him, but I met him finally one beautiful day, and I saw him. And then he gave me the vision. And since that day, it's been from glory to glory for me. Since that day, I will tell you, it's been from glory to glory, from glory to glory. I know the beautiful thing, when I see lives impacted, when I see lives blessed, I'm telling you, I'm grateful to God for Lamb. I'm grateful to God. Give me Mark chapter 5. Vision ambassadors. That everywhere you are, everywhere you find yourself, everywhere you're sent, some of us to be walk. Some people may be marriage. Some people just want to travel out. Opportunity will open up and then you travel out. There's a story here about a madman, the madman of Gadara. And the Bible says, then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. Look at the next verse. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Look at the next verse. Read on, everybody. Want to go? Among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains. The next verse, everybody. Want to go? Neither could anyone tame him. Look at the next verse. Want to go? And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. Yeah, verse 6. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. Look at verse 7. Everybody, want to go? And he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. Verse 8. For he said, come out of the man. So stop there. We're going to go to verse 18. You're going to see what happened. Jesus healed this man. This man received his healing. The spirit, the demon in him was cast out. And the man was made whole. Look at verse 18. You're going to see what this man did. This man took a step that was so unique. Even before the disciples of Jesus, the things even Jesus' disciples have not started doing, this man did. Look at it. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon possessed, the Bible says, begged him that he might be with him. Wouldn't it be a good thing, a beautiful thing, to follow Jesus, the one who healed you? Do you know it would have been that this man's prayer point? Let me just stay inside here. No, let me not go out. It's just like saying, I mustn't run a cell. I mustn't plant church. No, let me just stay here. God has delivered me. I used to be, addicted to this particular thing. But now God delivered me. Let me just stay inside here. Let me just stay. I mustn't go out. Begged him that he might be with him. Look at the next verse. Everybody watch. However, what did Jesus tell him? Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how. So, what did Jesus tell him to do? Go and do what? Tell your friends. The instruction was to go and tell his friends. Let's see how many friends this man told. Look at the next verse. The Bible says, read, want to go? And he departed and began to proclaim in. Do you know, I used to think Decapolis is a location. You know the way you call metropolis, one city. What's Decapolis? 10 cities. This man became the missionary. In many of the places you see in the Bible, where some persons had heard of Jesus, but they've not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, this was among the men that God used to prepare these people. A madman that became a missionary in Decapolis. Say, I'm a vision bearer. Say, I'm a vision ambassador. Advancing the kingdom. Everywhere advancing. Advancing God's kingdom. Look at the place of your finances. Look at the place of partnership. It can be what you're setting aside. And if you're here, you've not started partnering. that monthly something goes from you. Do you know what it means? Some persons would rather go back and say, oh, you know, some of the things they see online. And they say, no, I mustn't give my tithe. Some will carry that money and go and be looking for, you know, I want to monitor how this money is used. I can do handle it better. So they go looking for people and then they'll share the money to outsiders. Share the money to maybe to people who are beggars outside. No, that's not how He wants you, because the people you're sharing it to are not going to preach the gospel. The primary place, the institution God has set aside to preach the gospel is the church. And when your giving can go back to that place, you're sure that thing will be used well. So the man that is going about listening to different things and then saying, no, let me not give there. Do you know what the devil... Look up, all of you. Every time, can you remember Abraham in the Bible? So the Bible recorded Abraham, a man of altar, right? And then he will go about raising altars. So the Bible recorded, there was a place called Bethel. He raised an altar there. So Abraham died after a while. He gave birth to Isaac. Then Isaac gave birth to Esau and Jacob. So the Bible recorded that Jacob was traveling. One day when he was running from Esau, their brother, and he was going to go meet his uncle Laban. So he got to the same place, around the same place. Now, this was more than 100 years. Look up, all of you. Everyone watch this. Look at this. This was more than 100 years that grandfather, passed through that place and raised an altar. So the Bible records it was night, so the man wanted to sleep in that place. So he took one of the stones. Now, he took the stone and then let him sleep, rest his head. So the Bible recorded he put, and suddenly the heavens opened and he saw activities of angels ascending and descending. Guess what? He woke up and he said, hey, this is the house of God. He said God was in this place and I did not know it. The point is, how did the activity of heaven come to that place on earth? And since when? A grandfather that was wise enough to see that whatever is in his hands, he must learn to give to God. He must be a man of altar and sacrifices. And that man raised an altar since then. And between then and the time that the grandson was passing that place, the activities of angels were still working in that place more than 100 years old. Do you know what the enemy is doing when you are convinced to eat your tithe? Do you know what he's doing? Think about what he's doing. When a man is convinced that eat that tithe, don't give it. What is meant to raise altar that will speak for your children and children's children? There are some things that your children are supposed to grow into and they notice, wow, this has been taken care of for me. There are struggles they don't need to even know anything about because you're a man of altar. And activities of spirits don't stop. Even after you're gone, after a good old age and you're gone, you see, whatever activities of spirit angels that you raise, they won't stop. You continue to speak for children and children's children. So when somebody is deceived, eat that thing, don't give it. You stop what should have benefited your generations to come. So every time a man eats that thing, it shuts down the blessing. Now, another side of it is when you give, your giving will advance the gospel. We're printing a flame with love. We're walking. Look at the work going. Are you happy to see what God is doing in church? Sincerely, my wife, she told me last night that she had to be, I was thinking while it was worshiping God, kneeling down every time. I didn't know she was in, so that the vent of that AC, let it be passing above her. The cold was too much. Because we are saying, no, don't put on that fan. The one I saw in church was too much. Are you glad to see what God is doing? Can we give God praise everywhere? But that is someone's sacrifice. That's somebody's sacrifice. And don't wait and say, oh, I will do it when. No, set it as a structure. Your partnership, every month, this amount goes into advancing the work of God. And see, even when you are not within the place, maybe you left town, you are not around. No, let your partnership continue. Continue to minister. Be an ambassador, advancing the kingdom everywhere you go. Someone say big amen. Say, I'm gaining wisdom. Stand on your feet everywhere. Give me Acts of Apostles chapter 19. Acts of Apostles 19. We're going to read from verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Can you pray in the Spirit everywhere? Acts 19. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. Rabado subre gede bosha. Magadaya dadabadaba. Kende lege de bo. Rabako shede de bo. Shadabala gadadaba. Reketepoko subre ketebo. Yakatabala gadadaba. Rakatabala gadadabadaba. Robodo subre kede de bosha. Mandala gade gede gede. Ima rabado sumbre gede bo. Ibazake kanako palanda labadadaba. Robodo zumvradiana mandos kobaka yegedede. Ida kaya damakova lateke yanakapala. Roboto shatalaba. Kende lebobo shatalaba. Baradabadabako sumbre ketebo shatalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, which I believe some of them may have been raised by that madman. Continue. He said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. So they only heard about Jesus, right? They only just heard about Jesus. But didn't know anything about the Holy Ghost. Look at the next verse. And the Bible says, continue. The next verse, verse 3. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? They said, into the baptism of John. Into John's baptism. The next verse, continue. Paul said, John indeed baptized with baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him. That is on Christ Jesus. The next verse, hold that neighbor. And let us all read together. Everybody want to go. They were baptized. Again, can we read it again one more time? When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord. Look at the next verse. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. The next verse, everybody. Look at the next verse. Now, how many were there? How many were there? Can decide as you're coming out from IFPC now, your work is just to start looking out for your 12. Receive grace to raise your 12. Receive grace to raise your 12. You can say, I have 12 men. You're a lady, 12 women. And from there, you continue. When you raise this one, you get the person again to go and do the same. And the other person to do the same. He said, the things you've heard from me among many witnesses. 2 Timothy 2 verse 2. Put it back for us. 2 Timothy, we'll come back here. 2 Timothy 2 verse 2. 2 Timothy said, the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses. What did he say? Commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So can you see the way? Look at it. The things you've heard from me. That's Paul telling Timothy. He now said, among many witnesses, he now said, you commit to faithful men who will be able to give others also. So how many generations? How many?
the things you've heard, that's starting with Paul, Timothy, the things you've heard from me, the things you have heard from me, one, Timothy, among many witnesses, commit to faithful men who have the DNA capacity to pass it on to others. It doesn't stop. We continue to spread it. Someone say, Pastor, I can't raise a cell. Who told you can't raise a cell? Who told you can't raise a cell? What does it take to raise a cell? The same testimony you have, the same thing God did to you, carry it and then go and do it, do the same to others. You go and tell your boss, can we be using the break time of this particular day just to have prayer and then share together with some persons? If they say no, it will affect your productivity. Tell them, no problem, we'll add one extra hour. And in case if it affects this thing in this office, then no problem, you can remove it. But for now, we will give extra hour to cover for the one we're using. And then you now tell everyone there, we're going to give our best to it to do this work and make sure we're not lazy. Go back to that, Acts chapter 19, verse 7. Read that verse 7 again. Everybody, now the men were about how many? 12 in all. Someone say, I received my 12. As you're going back, start looking out for those 12. As you're going, I mean, you get to your office, that's one of my 12. That's one of my 12. That other person, one of my 12. I mean, you're gathering them. Look at the next verse, everybody. Verse 8. Read on. Want to go? And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. The next verse. All of us, read it louder. Want to go? And when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and withdrew the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. He withdrew the disciples. How many were there, church? 12. Look at the next verse. Read on now. One to go. So that all who dwell. I mean, how many people? How many, church? 12 people. The whole of Asia. Asia. With 12 men. With 12 men. With 12 men. The whole of Asia. The whole of Asia. Your 12 is enough. Your own 12 also is enough. Hold your hands together. Just hook up your hand with someone. I just want us to pray in the Holy Ghost and say, Father, use me. Say, I'm available. Tell him, Lord, I am available. Tell him, Lord, I am available. For the sake of the world. Kayada baba baba. Rakataya gada baba baba. Roboto shatala baba baba. Madayaka baba. Kara baba baba. Tell him, Lord, I am available. I am available. I am available. I am available. Kala ba 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 ba. Rata da ba 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 ba. Kala da ba ba ba. Don't stop praying. Lift up your voice. Continue to pray.
Light a flame in my soul for every eye to see. For the sake of the world, burn like a fire in me. Like a fire in me.
Sing it again. For the sake of the world.
For the sake of the world.
If you know the song, we can join.
Like a fire. Light a flame. Light a flame in my soul. For every eye.
For the sake of the world.
Burn like a fire in me. Like a fire in me. This passion in my heart.
this stirring in my soul to see the nations bow for all the world to know. I'm living for your glory on the earth. Oh, for the sake of the world, say, for the sake of the world.
Just one neighbor, just one person. You're going to pray with that person. Lord, set our hearts on fire. In the name of Jesus. We're going to make that prayer and say, Lord, set my heart on fire. 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 Redebo si kayanda lagade borodobo shata dagadaba makadaye nigedebo shata nigedebo shata baragadababa bakatale kayadaba reketele gede makatade gedede bayakatalabababa. No excuses again. No excuses again.
Set our hearts on fire. Le prokoboto shatalaba. Regadaba yagadaba. Mandala gadaba baba. Someone shout a big amen.
We're still going to pray. Acts 9 verse 31. Acts 9 31. Look at it, everybody. Acts 9:31. This is our testimony. This is our testimony. That as you're living here from IFBC, coming back 1 year after, that by this time next year, everybody read it out as loud as you can. Want to go? Then Galilee and Samaria had peace and were edified. Aha. Walking in the fear of the Lord. And in the comfort of, they were what? Multiplication. Cell multiplication. Multiplication of disciples. Multiplication of all our churches. Multiplication of all our church groups. In the name of Jesus. Open up your mouth and turn it to prayer. In the name of Jesus. Kayada baba baba. Lekadaya katala baba baba. Reggae de Boto Shatala Baba Randa Lakata Yekete Legede Ridede Shatalaba Marada Yakate Legedebo Rigade Yakate Baladana Maka Mazate Yanamo Minatende Lebotosha Nibo Shatala Baba. Pray without word, pray without word. Rakata yegede gede gede. Rababa bo shatala baba. Yakadala gadaba.
Mandala katalababa, marababa baba bo shatalaba. Regede yagadaba, regede ketelegede debo. Roboto subregede bo. Mandala kata, ne baba baba ba, yakatala gadadaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Open your eyes. And the Lord gave to some as prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, apostles, teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. But watch, not everybody will stay a pastor. Not everybody will be apostles. But everybody is called to ministry. All of us, you're called to ministry. Everyone. I'm going to give a call that from today, starting with you, you begin to see yourself as a vision ambassador. That as we move out from IFPC this year, you tell yourself, Lord, I'm available. With no excuses. No, you're someone here, your decision may be that, God, I will never break again my partnership. Another person here is saying, God, that thing I've been saying I will start, I've not started. I'm starting that cell. And you don't need to be occupying the office of a pastor to do ministry. In fact, God uses more of lay people to plant churches, in different places than even the pastors. How many people here? Because when you step outside there, grace will be released on your life. When you step out, you say, Lord, I'm available. You can use me. No excuses. I'm available. I am here. You can use me. If you are among those vision ambassadors and vision bearers, that the vision God gave to Pastor David, that everywhere you go, that vision will continue to prosper. If you are among them, step forward. If you are among those people as vision ambassadors, that from today you see yourself as a bearer of this vision. In the name of Jesus. Please, as you're stepping out, I want you to know grace will be released on your life. Grace will be released on you. And as you're coming out, I want you to lift up your voice and begin to receive grace. Begin to receive grace. Begin to receive grace. Begin to say, Lord, I receive grace. Kaya Baba. I receive grace. In the name of Jesus. Pray and say, Lord, I won't give excuses again. In the name of Jesus. Kalada baya katelegede. Rabado shatalaba. I'm useful in your hands. I am useful in your hands. In the name of Jesus. Kala dabaya dababa. Morodobo shatalaba. Maka yede debobo shatalaba. Rather, receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Yes, Lord. Raise your hands everywhere. Today, I take grace from the covering of Pastor David, my father. And I release that same blessing to everyone here. In the name of Jesus. Let that grace to multiply disciples. That grace to advance the kingdom. Without excuses, that everywhere you see yourself, you always know you are a vision ambassador, spreading the word of God, prospering the kingdom of our Lord Jesus everywhere you go. Let that grace rest upon your life. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, one of you shall chase a thousand. Do you know what it says? It said, because the Lord your God fights for you. Raise your hands. Let that grace rest upon you today. The least of you shall be a thousand. And the smallest, a strong and a mighty nation. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead were born, as many as the stars of the sky in multitudes, innumerable, like the stars sand by the seashore. In the name of Jesus, by this time next year, you are coming back 1,000 times bigger. In the name of Jesus. Whatever was stopping you is taken away. Every limitation is subdued before you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you desire new jobs. The Lord deliver those jobs to you. Some of you desire promotions. The Lord deliver them to you. Every resource needed for your effectiveness in ministry, for your effectiveness in advancing the work of God, receive them now in the name of Jesus. You're made 1,000 times bigger. In the mighty name of Jesus, let that anointing rest on your life. For our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all them who are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I decree over you that the Lord anoint you today with the Holy Ghost and with power. You go about doing good and healing all them that are oppressed of the devil, because God is with you. Someone shout it, God is with me. Shout it, God is with me. Give him praise everywhere. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Seed in your hand. Kayadaba. Some of you that are watching, listen. Some of you that are watching, and as many that are here on site, I just heard in my spirit to tell you that those limitations are over. Some of you that is as though, how will I start? How will I initiate this thing? No. If you remember what God gave us this morning, that God used Pastor Donald to give, the secret is in starting. Just go and start. Start it. It can be a forum. Start it. Start that cell. Start that church. Receive grace to start it in the name of Jesus. Receive grace to start that thing in the name of Jesus. And we declare, Yakada Baba, Rakata Legada Daba. In every place the Lord has sent love songs, we decree the vision, God Lamb, is prospering in those places in the name of Jesus. Vision the Lord has given to us prospers in every place the Lord has sent us in the name of Jesus. Some of you are in places and it's as though language barrier. The glory of God will come upon you. He will give you a new language. He will give you a new tongue. And you will realize that language barrier is no more a barrier. Because the Lord has gone ahead of you. He will draw men to you in the name of Jesus. Some persons have said, oh, how can I start in this place? I don't know anyone. You will just realize the Lord has positioned people around you there. In the name of Jesus. Someone say, I am unstoppable. Say, no excuses. Shout it, no excuses. No excuses. Hallelujah. Someone say, start it. Set that date. Did you get what I said now? As you're living here, set that date. Set that date. The date I'm starting that cell. Now, I heard in my spirit, don't wait till January. I don't know who that person. Don't wait till January. When are you to start it? Now. Start it when? Start that thing now. That partnership, don't wait till January. When are you to start it? Now. Start it now. Start it now.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.